Hello, friends. Hello, family. Hello, colleagues. Hello, listeners. This is another episode of the Platinum Business Break Podcast, and we're so glad you're here. Today's episode, Volume 4, Episode 11, it's The Way Business Should Be, Alignment in Your Business. Now, this is a continuation. I'm not going to go through the whole story of the recalibrating my compass and all that. You could listen to a couple other podcasts previous to this one. What I've done is kind of written down my manifesto, the way I think business should be. So this is the next point in my manifesto, is alignment in business. Because one thing I see in most businesses, not just a few, but in most, there's no alignment. There's no alignment from leadership all the way down to the customer. We're siloed. We're all going in different directions. So the picture you see right here, it's a bridge. And I don't know if this is a real picture or if this is a AI rendering, but it's a bridge. And if you're listening, it's the bridge is being built and it's not meeting in the middle. It's not aligned. So what has to happen in business is you have to have alignment for things to work properly. Look at the picture. It's two guys in a boat. They're facing each other. So picture this. Your business is a boat. Each team member has a set of oars, and their job is to row in sync with the rest of the crew. When everyone's aligned, rowing in the same direction, the boat glides smoothly across the water, reaching its destination with minimal friction. So what happens when one person starts rowing in a different direction? Well, the boat loses momentum, starts to veer off course, and then suddenly the destination becomes a much more difficult task. That is the way alignment works. That's the way it works in your business, okay? Those two pictures very clearly show why alignment is important in your business. And here's the thing. When everyone understands the company's vision, mission, and goals, and their role in achieving them, they work together seamlessly. And again, alignment only drives the business forward, but it fosters that sense of unity and purpose, and it creates an environment of collaboration and communication, and it's great. But I just don't see that in companies these days. Again, there's some exceptions. Now, again, you look at Chick-fil-A. I know some of you are rolling your eyes, go, here he goes with the Chick-fil-A example again. But you think about it. They are all rowing in the same direction. If you've ever been to a Chick-fil-A, especially if it's busy, the drive-thru is long. You've got people standing out there with iPads, and they're taking your order, and they're nice and friendly, and you're getting your points and doing all the stuff, and you get up. Your order's ready, and they say, it's my pleasure to serve you. So it's a great experience. So that's what alignment looks like. So, this podcast is really, how do you ensure that your team is rowing in the direction? You can get alignment in your business, it's not hard to do. So a couple of things. One, it's communication. You got to have communication, clear communication all throughout the organization. I did a podcast on that not too long ago, so you could check that out. The other thing is you have to have a clear vision and mission, okay? Everyone has to understand what the vision of the company. That's from the CEO, the president, the owner, all the way down to the lowest person in the organizational chart, okay? They have to understand what your vision is, and the customer too. Because that's what attracts your customer, I would think, is vision, right? All right, so it is important to get alignment for your team. So when a company is aligned, it becomes easier to implement strategies, innovate, and respond to market changes. It also strengthens the company culture, making it a place where employees are motivated and they want to stay there because they know that their work is contributing to something bigger. All right, does this make sense? So I'm going to hit you with a few statistics. Companies with highly aligned employees are 72% more likely to outperform their competitors. Wow, how would you like to have that competitive advantage? Here's another statistic from the same study. 86% of employees and executives cite lack of collaboration or ineffective communication as the primary reason for workplace failure. Seen it again and again. Hey, I see a lot of product launches. Oh, that's probably the worst. Or just simple communication to, a change in a policy communicated down to the end user, to the customer. Seen that fumbled a lot. Right, here's the last one. Organizations with effective change and communication programs are 3.5 times more likely to outperform their peers. Okay, again, it's communication, right? It's vision, right? It's purpose. This is all the same, but really what it falls down to is leadership. And again, if you listen to this podcast and you know me, leadership. And my friend in John Maxwell says, organizations rise and fall in leadership. And what is leadership? Leadership is influence. You can be a leader and not be the boss. Leadership is, hey, I'm influencing people in a good way, right? So here's what leadership has to do. Leadership has to, number one, set a clear vision and mission for the company. And that has to be crystal clear. It has to be said often. It has to be posted on the wall. It has to be everywhere. Because, again, I've seen organizations where the vision statement is just mentioned once. And it's never mentioned again. Statistics show that you have to sometimes seven times, you got to repeat something seven times to someone so, and they get it. So how often are you as a leader or a manager or leadership group, how often are you actually talking about the vision, reminding the company what the vision is, all right? Number two, you have to communicate consistently and transparently, all right? I can't tell you how many organizations, leadership, especially back in the days when we were all in the office, they start closing their doors and they're in closed door meetings. Man, that makes everybody nervous. Come on, guys. Let's be transparent about what's going on in the company. We, you know, employees can handle it. And obviously, you know, if it's acquisition or something like that, you know, you're not going to broadcast that. But it just in terms of what the company's doing, new initiatives, you got to communicate consistently, transparently. And as I said before, communication is not the job of the HR department or the marketing department. Leadership, it's your responsibility. Right. Number three, align goals across the organization. You know, so if you have, say, you know, manufacturing, you have customer service, and you have sales, and you have supply chain, you have all that, they're all rowing in the right direction. They all understand what the focus is. And often I see is because we've become siloed in a lot of organizations, everyone's doing their own thing. Therefore, there's no alignment. Therefore, what happens? Customer ultimately feels it. The end user ultimately feels it. All right. Number four, leadership must foster a culture of collaboration. Okay. They got to see you doing it. You got to lead by example, right? All right. Number five, provide ongoing feedback and support. And this is really important to make sure everyone's aligned. You have to, one, not only give feedback, take feedback from your team members. And you have to support them. You know, one of the jobs of leadership, one of the functions is to remove obstacles and barriers out of the employee's way so they can do their job. All right. Number six, and I said it before, lead by example. You know, if you are doing those things, okay, do as I say, not as I do, right? Leadership has to show alignment, not only with each other on the leadership team, because often you see that. There's a disconnect between upper management, middle management, and lower management. And then the line or the customer-facing employee, they're confused because they're like, well, wait a minute, you guys aren't even communicating. You guys aren't even aligned, all right? I think you understand. So what are some next steps? Well, number one, as a leadership team, audit your current alignment. And that really means just digging in deep, making sure everyone is doing something that is going to make the vision and the mission of the company move forward. It's that simple. Number two, you got to engage your team. That means regularly talk with your team. Just don't assume things are happening. Now, look, I'm not talking about micromanaging. I'm talking about engaging your team. And I'm going to mention a process to do that here in just a minute. Number three, implement regular check-in process. Okay, what is that? Okay, there's a cadence to that. And again, I'm going to mention that as I just said. There's an operating system you could put in your business that will take care of these steps. Number four, you got to celebrate alignment wins. You know, when something goes well all the way through the organization, you got to celebrate it. Okay, and it could be small, it could be big, but at least acknowledge, hey, wow, we actually launched this product successfully. That would be a good thing. All right. So I'm going to do a couple, and again, I love some Steve Jobs quotes. Here's a couple. So Steve Jobs says, tremendous teamwork at the top of the company that filters down to tremendous teamwork throughout the company. Wow. So really what he's saying is the tone is always set at the top. Chaos in leadership team environment inevitably spills over into the team. So again, I've said it before. You show me a organization where there's chaos and confusion, I will show you leadership at the top, no leadership, chaotic leadership, leadership who's not communicating, and, you know, again, no, they're not following the mission, there's no core values, all right? So chaos in leadership team environment spills over into other teams. It spills down to the lower ranks. It happens every time. All right, here's another one. We work on the same thing and touch base frequently. So in other words, what he's saying is we make sure that we have tight alignment about what we must be working on and communicate frequently to make sure alignment is maintained. A team without alignment serves no purpose, quite literally. And again, if you've been in a team where, you know, you wake up, you go to work, you don't really know what you're doing. You're just going through the motions. And if you're not aligned with the company or the department, you know, because everyone's kind of got an internal customer, and you know, if there's no alignment, you don't know, you start questioning what your purpose is, and that's drudgery, and that is terrible. Okay, I've been in jobs like that. I'm sure most of you have, where you dread. Again, that goes back to employee engagement, which I'm not going to go over. You can listen to another podcast on that. Alignment, so important. All right, so I mentioned something earlier, and this is basically a system, an operating system for your company to get alignment. It's called the Platinum Process. I'm not going to do a deep dive. I'm just going to throw out a quick, you know, shameless commercial. It's called the Platinum Process. You can go to our website. Basically, there's 8 pillars. And what it does is it sets up an operating system where you're going to look at several factors of your business. Really, the main thing is you have to have a vision. You have to have core values. You got to make sure you got the right people. You got to have a 1, 3, 5, 10-year plan. You got to know what that looks like. You also have a meeting cadence that's very, very specific. You got to look at, you know, what type of information or data. And then the most important thing is you've got to have tools, a toolkit to foster all of that together. But the main thing is you have a regular meeting cadence. You're talking about what's important for that time period. Okay, you're all aligned on solving the same problems. You're all aligned on the mission of the company, all right? And the next thing, also, which I think could be a huge help, is I'm also a certified Maxwell DISC consultant. What that means is I could come in, do a DISC personality assessment for a dysfunctional team or perhaps the whole company. And through that, you discover why people aren't communicating. Because people communicate different because they have different personalities. And look, I know there's a ton of personality tests. There's all this stuff out here. But at the end of the day, you know, I've seen this because I've done so many of these sessions. You have 1 of 4 personalities. You're dominant, influence, steady, or compliant. Or you're a mix. You know, most people are a mix. And look at it, it's outgoing, people-oriented, reserved, or task-oriented. And depending on where you're at on the spectrum, you may not be getting along with some, like for example, if you're a steady, you know, that's actually 69% of the population. You're people-oriented and you're reserved. Well, if you look at the dominant is more task-oriented and more outgoing. Okay, so that's almost a just complete opposite. So how do those two personality types interact? Okay, that's what a DISC workshop will do. It'll show your people how to communicate each other, all right? So we talked about a process, an operating system to get alignment, and then we talked about how your people can communicate and understand each other. Okay, so if you're interested in that, we would love to help you. You can reach out to us at platinumbusinessconsulting.com or email us at info@platinumbusinessconsulting.com. All right, kind of a short episode today. There's not a lot of flash on this one, folks. It's just simple alignment in your business. And if you think you have an alignment issue, you know, hey, ask your team members. Ask the customer-facing people in your business. Say, hey, do you think we're aligned? And you might be surprised what they say. Hopefully you have a safe enough environment they'll tell you the truth. And then you want to ask them 3 questions. You know, 1, what should we keep doing? 2, what should we stop doing? And 3, what should we be doing? And that's going to answer, that's going to give you an alignment answer right there. So if everyone's kind of the same thing, you know, your people are going to crave alignment, because alignment from the top to the bottom makes business better, makes it easier, makes it flow better. And guess what? Your customers know, because if you are out of whack, if you're out of alignment, your customers know. Don't think that they're going. Anyway, that's all we got. Thanks again for listening. Thanks again for watching. And again, this is the Platinum Business Break Podcast, volume 4, episode 11, The Way Business Should Be, Alignment in Your Business. It's important. So, and thanks for watching, and we'll see you soon.